Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Christians and friends, it's time for Sunday School on the Air. Yes, it's Sunday School on the Air, the weekly educational empowerment broadcast of His Grace Ministry and Richer Life in Christ Bible Discussion Group, two powerful ministries where great things are happening. We are a designated empowerment zone by the Holy Ghost, reaching nations for the kingdom. I am your radio minister, Elder R.D. Vance. This broadcast comes your way each week at this hour through the remote facilities of blogtalkradio.com and is dedicated to all who seek the Lord. You may call our listeners line by dialing 646-721-9970. Go get your Bible, notepad, lesson commentary, a lesson quarterly, and a pen. Call a neighbor, call a friend, get your loved ones, and let's study the Sunday School lesson for the week.
And welcome to this week's edition of Sunday School on the Air. I am, again, your radio minister, the founder and teaching priest, overseer for Empowerment Zone Ministries, which encompasses His Grace Ministry and Richer Life in Christ Bible Discussion Group. And I'm excited. I count it upon please and pleasure and honor and a privilege to come into your homes, your places of employment, places of confinement, or wherever you are, tuning in to this spiritual educational experience. Now that we're in 2015, and after a year hiatus, we're back on the air until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back in the air. And I'm so grateful to those of you who have been faithful supporters of this broadcast, and those of you that are tuning in for the first time, welcome aboard to this spiritual journey through the scriptures. Now, I really want to get into tonight's lesson that we'll be talking about. Jesus intercedes for us. And I was hoping that I could have uploaded some music to go along with this lesson on tonight. Unfortunately, running into last-minute issues and difficulties, I'm not able to get the music to you this week, but I guarantee by next week, we'll kind of just try adding a song or two here and there. All right. While you're getting your material together, while you're calling your friends and telling them to tune in, if they don't have internet capacity, I don't understand what the problem could be. However, if they don't have access to the internet, they can always dial our listeners line at 646-721-9970. Again, that's 746-721-9970. For those of you who may have missed the live broadcast, you can always go to the archive. So, or if you want to share this with someone, they can always go to the archive on the Blog Talk site, blogtalkradio.com/GTMPWRD, and listen to this and many other broadcasts that are in the archive on the website. And if you choose to download and share this with someone, I believe you are still free, or you're still available to do so. Share the gospel. Don't keep it to yourself, but share it with someone. All right. our lesson this week comes from the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 4 and chapter 5. And as I always say or suggest that you should read before and after the lesson in order to get a clear understanding of the context by which we will be learning and sharing on tonight. I want to extend my thanks to my friend and brother in Atlanta, Georgia, Pastor Bobby Graham, the National Divine Spiritual Church, and allowing me the opportunity to minister for their Bible study on this week, Wednesday night. So if you're not busy, check out the Facebook page for Sunday School on the Air, as well as Empowerment Zone Ministries, and I'll have something there and let you know when to tune in to the Bible study broadcast for National Divine Spiritual Church. Also, to my big brother in Albany, Georgia, the Apostle and Bishop Thomas F. Henry, and all of the support that he has given to me and this radio ministry for quite some time, for most of the broadcast run, and many of you from California to Connecticut, Mississippi to Missouri, and all points in between. Thank you for your prayers, your thoughts and concerns, and your messages that reflect the same. We have no other sponsors other than the Lord Jesus Christ, and we always solicit your prayers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight's lesson. Thank you for tonight's broadcast. Thank you for this medium of internet radio. I pray for every person that will tune in live, those that have called, that are calling in on the listener's line, those that will listen to the archived lesson series, those that will download and share with someone, a relative, a friend, and even their enemies, or even their frenemies, by the sharing of the gospel, that your people, your creation, will be edified. And what we learn, we will glorify you. But even more so, that the devil in hell will be horrified the great things that you're going to do in us, through us, and for us. It is in the manifest name of Jesus Christ I pray. Amen, amen. Jesus intercedes for us is our lesson tonight. The place where it was written is unknown, but we know it's written by the Apostle Paul to a group of people, to a church, the Hebrews. It's written to the Jewish, people who were steeped in Judaism and found great comfort in the familiar practices of their ancestral religion. But with the coming of Christ, everything changed. The Old Testament law was set aside for Christ to fulfill its shadows. In Hebrews 10 and 1, yet the Jewish people, accustomed as they were to the law and knowing that it had come from God himself, found it difficult to set all this aside and embrace Christ as the perfect fulfillment of the law. Let's look at the scripture text. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession of faith. Now, we just said that this letter was written to a Jewish people, a Hebrew people, hence the name of the book, Hebrews. However, I find it interesting in seeing the word high priest, which has connection back into the Old Testament. The high priest, the office of the high priest, was that representative of God and the people. He was that middleman. As God not necessarily needed someone, but let's just say that for the sake of conversation, God needed someone to speak to the people on his behalf, and the people needed someone to talk to God on their behalf. Moses was chosen as that go-between. And so, and then from Moses, it became Aaron. I believe we talked about it on last week. Let me go back over and look at some of my notes from last week that we talked about. Where on last week we did mention about, hold on, Jesus praying for his disciples. This week he intercedes for us. And it all still kind of works and talks the exact same way and direction. Here we have chapter 4. In chapter 5, the first four verses, it talks about the Aaronic priesthood, Aaronic, A-A-R-O-N-I-C, the priesthood of Aaron. And then from verses 5 to 10, it talks about the priesthood of Melchizedek. Because, let's look at, we're going to kind of jump around just a minor bit. In verse 10 of chapter 5, be called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek. All right? Then go up to verse 6. As he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. All right? Now, there's something interesting about that word, about that office, high priest. I have been doing some reading and some research on priest. And it's amazing that how we find the correlation from the New Testament into the Old Testament. And that Jesus is our high priest because he goes to the Father, our Father God, on our behalf. And he pleads our case before him in order to bring us into reconciliation. Okay? Seeing then that we have a great high priest, not just any ordinary high priest, but a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our profession. And so, let's see, what more do we want to bring up? So, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like us, or tempted as we are, yet without sin. We're tempted, but in our temptation, sometimes we fall into sin. So therefore, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We go to the throne of grace, and we seek God, we petition God for mercy, and we look for His grace to help us when we just when we need Him most. Jesus is always near. See, there we have right there. Later on in the Pauline letters, he tells us in 2 John chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, "My little children, write out these things unto you, that ye sin not. But if you sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation of our sins, and not our sins only, but the sins of the whole world. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Jesus is our advocate. He talks on our behalf. Matter of fact, he's prayed for us before we were even considered. But he intercedes on our behalf. "Every high priest taking some among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, they may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sin." Jesus, if you remember in the Synoptic Gospels that we began to study around the Advent season, it was prophesied and promised that Jesus is not only just God in flesh or God among us, but his name indicates that he will save his people from their sins, that he will save us from our sins. And that was an important part of the mission. As we continue to go forward, as we're moving into the season of Lent, and we're moving into the season of Lent, we will also look into and study when Christ was in the Garden of Eden, the Garden of Gethsemane. I do apologize. In the Garden of Gethsemane with the disciples, and as he prayed, he makes a bold statement in John 16:33. "In this life you will have trouble and you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Jesus was interceding for the world. He was interceding for those persons that followed him, and in particular, those chosen men that he was mentoring, those disciples, the true apostles of the faith that watched him, that listened at his every moment of teaching. They hung their ears on his words. And Jesus prayed for them mightily, so much so that as he prayed and he began to sweat, droplets of blood. It was just that heart of a fervor, and it was an easy foreshadow of what would happen as he hung like a common thief, like a common criminal, on Golgotha Hill. But it was there that not only did he bleed from his wounds near the carpal tunnel area and the wrist area, but also from the feet. He bled from there. He bled from the lashes that he received. But then you had that one Roman soldier that took the spear and pierced him in the side, and out flowed blood and water. Imagine being there at that time, and I'm sure there had to be some form of heat, and he was already sweating, but then from the inside. So Jesus continued to intercede for us, to pray for us, continually. Who can have passion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity. Who can have compassion on the ignorant? Who can have compassion on those that are unlearned, that are untrained, those who don't know better, and on them that are out of the way? For that he himself also is compassed with infirmity, and by reason hereof he ought, as for the people, so also for himself to offer for sin. That's a big thing right there. And no man takes this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest. He didn't glorify himself. I'm the great high priest. No. Just as lowly was his birth, just as simple was his life here on earth, so was Christ's mission and ministry. He didn't glorify himself to be made a high priest. He didn't campaign for this. But he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. God made the designation. God makes this designation. And he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So, Jesus interceding for us, that should be the most exciting thing that we know of, believe, and express in our daily living. He is a superior high priest, the great high priest in verse 14. He is a qualified high priest in chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. And finally, he is a kingly high priest in verses 5 through 10. He also gives us boldness. Remember, in verse 16 it says, for let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We can go to him, we have access to him, and we ask of him the things that we need. And working on our behalf, Christ goes to the Father. When we are in trouble, we go to Christ, and he stands before our holy God to plead our case. I'm reminded of something that a young elementary student said one day, that the devil is an accuser of the brethren. I was shocked to hear that coming from an elementary student. And it just reminds us that, yes, we have to have an advocate on our behalf. We need to have someone that's strong enough to pray for us, someone that has compassion upon us, and someone who will offer gifts and sacrifice on our behalf. And the only person that can do it, Father George can do it. Pope Francis cannot do it for us. Your local minister cannot do it for you. But only Jesus Christ is the one who is qualified to do that work of grace and mercy for us. It is wonderful just to know that you are his child and he is your comforter, he is your attorney, he is your intercessor. A crisis comes, a serious diagnosis is given, and a terrible loss can break us. We feel alone and afraid. Then someone says, I'm praying for you. What comfort do these words provide? They are, suddenly now you're no longer alone. The burdens become less heavy and our hearts are lifted, knowing someone is approaching God's throne on our behalf. Jesus not only prays for us, he also understands us. He knows how we feel. For we have not a high priest that cannot be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. He knows how much we can bear. I can hear that. I can hear that song in the background of my hearing. Jesus really does understand. Our golden text says he is touched by our hurt and our infirmities, those things that weaken us, strip us away from our layers of self-confidence and steals our hopes and dreams. It's not just the infirmities themselves. The verse tells us that the feeling of our infirmities, he cares about our emotions, and we are an emotional creature. We are a very emotional creature. He went through the same temptations that we go through now. He went through them all, but did not give in to them. There's a difference. He went through them, but he didn't give in to them. Through them, but he did not bow down and succumb to them. He did not sin. And because he did not, he can teach us how we can live above the feelings of our infirmities. Jesus' prayers for us are not generalized. They are not generalized. In Bible times, the high priest interceded for the nation. His prayer extended over millions of people. Our high priest is infinitely superior and knows exactly how we feel, that we are suffering and what we need. When we are afflicted and cry out to God, Jesus understands. 2 Chronicles 9:14, I believe it is, at the dedication of the temple, Solomon makes a prayer and he says these words, if when evil come upon us, the noise and pestilence, the sword, and other calamities, and I'm paraphrasing here, we come into this place in thy presence, for thou art here, and in our affliction we cry out, then hear and help. And that's what we have, that's what we can say about our Jesus. He will hear and help. That's our lesson for this week. Hold on just one quick second. And we've got some announcements that you need to listen out for and pay close attention to.
Thank you for joining me for this time of spiritual empowerment. If this broadcast has inspired you or has been of significance, I would like to hear from you. The email address, theempowermentzone@gmail.com. That's the letter D, the letter M, power, M-E-N-T, zone@gmail.com. You may call the ministry voicemail, 641-715-3800, then dial the access code 16537. For more information about Richer Life in Christ Bible Discussion Group, visit the website theempowermentzone.tripod.com. Again, that's the letter D, the letter M, power, M-E-N-T, zone.tripod.com. And until next week, when you hear this theme, you'll know it's time for Sunday School on the Air. I am your radio minister, Elder R.D. Vann, encouraging you to keep going and growing in God.